Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and it is my honor to serve as your hostess for this evening, just kind of guiding the show along because it takes a life of its own. I know that. I trust that, and I'm so appreciative. And we have the most extremely talented, caring, loving, intelligent guests from all the universe that appears on our show on a weekly basis. And we're just forever grateful that people are sharing their wisdom and their knowledge with you, the listener. So that's right. Grab your seat, get down, take your pencil and your paper and get ready to take notes. You may just want to. So I get so excited every Tuesday, man, because this is like the highlight of the whole week for me. And it's just perfect, you know, that we have this information that is so readily available and shared with you from people who can break it down where you can digest it in very eatable bites. So before we get the party started, there's always a couple of things that we do first. And the very first thing is we give thanks and honor and homage to our ancestors for always being with us. And especially on Tuesday nights where we discuss issues that are not ordinarily talked about in an open environment or an open setting. And so we know that we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors for strength and that we trust that our ancestors, they got us, man. They got our backs, our fronts, our tops and our bottoms as we move forward. So ancestors, we love you, we love you, we love you. And I have a name to add to the ancestor roster. Not sure exactly how that system works, but my dad, James Armstead, was born May 16th, 1921. On this past Sunday, which was May the 15th, he completed living his last day in his 101st year, which means that he would have actually started 102 years on Monday the 16th, right? And so we're so honored to have had him with us for such a long time because on this past Sunday, just a couple of minutes actually before I left to go to church, he breathed his last breath, and we're thankful. So we're not in a state of mourning or, you know, feeling sad because he was with us for, like I said, 101 years, right up to the completion, less than 24 hours from when that age would have turned to another number. So we're just going to say he was 102 when he left up from out of here because I think that was his dream and his goal. And so, Daddy, we love you and we honor you and we just give thanks to the Almighty Creator for you, for the Creator allowing you to be with us for as long as you were. So, amen, amen, and ashe. So next, We usually anchor ourselves in affirmative reading, but actually I don't have anything available right now. My timing is everything is kind of off, right? But I'm still with you guys. I'm still here. If you would like to see what I write on a daily basis, you can go to RevSandy.wordpress.com. And there is always a message that comes up every day that speaks to your heart and your soul and your spirit. It is non-denominational, and it will uplift you. It even uplifts me, being the writer. When I go back and I read it, I'll be like, oh, my God, I needed this today. So be sure to check it out, you guys. So it's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight, we have a young lady with us, Miss Lorraine McCall, and her organization, her mission, her passion in this life is breathe, balance, and energize. And when I tell you, as she breaks this down for you and you understand how the breath works and how it helps you to keep your body protected from being susceptible to various toxins and diseases that are floating around, you're going to just absolutely fall in love with her like I have. But before we get to that, let's just do a little house details for you. So audience, you know you're always welcome to join in the discussion, and we welcome all of your comments, and our intention is that every voice will be heard. So if you would like to call in and be live, our number here is 516-531-9819, and you would just press 1 on your dial, whatever kind of dial you got. And that will alert us that you want to speak live on air with us. Now, once your line is open, because a lot of our regular listeners don't listen or don't stay up quite this late at night, and then some like to go back and listen to certain shows over and over again, so I would just ask that you put your phone on mute if you're not speaking, if you're, you know, not actively engaged in what's going on. Just mute your phone, that's all. And if there's ever any shows that you would like to go back and listen to, we have over 450 shows now, I'm proud to say. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. That's SandyRogers. And so I think we got through that. All right, everybody, you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show. I'm going to play us just a tad bit of music. And when we come back, it is going to be my honor and my pleasure to bring to you tonight Lorraine K. McCall, who I tell you, man, when she works with you, you feel it. At least I do. So let's get us a little music going for a moment, and then we'll be right back with Lorraine.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
Go get it. It's all right to walk before you run. And she said you got to do something that you never done before if you want to get something you ain't never got. So that's why we got Lorraine on here tonight. She may be introducing something to you guys that you've not heard about before, or you're lacking some knowledge in the subject matter. Don't matter. We're going to get it done. We're going to get it all covered tonight. So welcome back, everybody, to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. If you would like to make a statement, a comment, ask a question, feel free to do so. Our number here is 516-531-9819. And you would just simply press 1 on your dial, which will send us a signal that you want to speak live on air with us. So this month of May, we're talking about autoimmune diseases. And some of you may ask, well, what is that? I hear it all the time, but I'm not quite sure. And so we've been breaking it down the first 2 weeks. And, of course, we're not going to stop today. We're going to keep on with this educational process that we're going through. And we sincerely ask you from Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy Rogers Show to apply some of this incredible information that these talented experts are sharing with you. So autoimmune disease happens when the body's natural defense system can't tell the difference between your own cells and foreign cells, causing the body to mistakenly attack normal cells. So they said there are more than 80 types of autoimmune diseases. And there are so many different kinds. You have diabetes, you have arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, you got Crohn's, you got lupus, alopecia, high blood pressure, arthritis again, MS, Hashimoto's, different thyroid diseases, and just a wide range of different diseases that come into the body. And you say, so what are they caused by? Well, they're caused by your body not being fully armed, I'll say it like that, because we're divinely designed in this body temple of ours to have a functioning body for as long as we take care of it the right way. And so what does that right way mean? That right way is the foods that you eat, moving and exercising your body, or just moving your body, stretching your body. It's breathing properly and staying out of toxic situations, right? So Lorraine is going to be talking to us about some of that. And again, a lot of these Western medicines that we take are causes these different situations. So does being overweight and smoking cigarettes. And so this Dr. Anna Maria Orbe, she's at the Johns Hopkins Arthritis Center, and she said there are certain blood pressure medications or antibiotics that can trigger drug-induced lupus, which is often a more benign form of lupus. But because we can, these medications are foreign, right? They're foreign substances, like I said in the beginning, that our body attacks our regular cells because it thinks that they're foreign cells. And those medications then can lead to that. So just think about that. Put that in your, like my stepfather used to say, put that in your pipe and smoke it, you know. So what does that look like, right? You're taking pills because the doctor told you to, but what is it doing to your body? And most times, 9 times out of 10, it's creating additional issues for you. So I'm just going to put that out there. And remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you no medical advice. I'm just, this is from this. This lady is a doctor. She just said it. Dr. Orbai, O-R-B-A-I. She's from the Johns Hopkins Arthritis Center. And she was the one who said that there are medications that can trigger those autoimmune diseases. So for our guest tonight, she is none other than Lorraine McCall. She's a natural when it comes to body movement. She helps you get rid of the excuses and get to work. You just actually eliminate your excuses because she's not going to listen to them anyway. So our body requires and sometimes demands movement for proper circulation and function. So how is the breath connected to the other systems of the body? Why is movement necessary? These may sound like simple questions, yet have given thought to these as they pertain. Have you given thought to these as they pertain to you? Have you answered these questions honestly? Do you need a tune-up? Well, tonight's show will help you to get back on track or on track. So Lorraine has served as a leader in the energetic healing practice for a very long time. She is forever expanding her skills. She always wants to learn more so that in her toolkit, she can pull out whatever she needs to be of best service to you. So she loves to assist and teach the youth as well as more mature individuals. She has extreme patience in working with people, especially with me, right? So do you need stretching? You want to learn how to do yoga? You require a refresher course in yoga? If you answer yes to any of those questions, then this show and this guest is for you. So please help me to welcome our guest for tonight, Miss Lorraine K. or Kelly McCall. You out there, baby doll?
Yes, I am. How are you this evening?
Doing well. Thank you so much, Lorraine, for being with us tonight.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So where would you like to begin?
Let's talk about how the breath, since the name of your business is breathe, mm-hmm. balance, and energize. Let's start with the breath. That's a very fundamental part of our existence.
Absolutely. So first of all, there's no existence without breath, right? It is this natural process that is done voluntarily. However, when consciously we choose to be responsible for our breathing, it allows us to begin to tap into something that's called our relaxation response. The relaxation response is responsible for helping the body to rest and digest. So let's take a step back. So you've been covering autoimmune diseases over the course of this month. And the importance of the relaxation response is to counter stress. And stress is a major trigger for autoimmune flare-ups. And so people suffer from pain, immobility, the mental anguish, right, of having Crohn's disease, diabetes, MS, losing control of certain body functions, your body basically betraying you, right? Like that in itself and your mental conversation about what is happening to you physically, right, could there alone be a form of stress. Outside of that, prior to someone being diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, it's important to look at life, right? when the average person is breathing shallowly, they are not engaging in what is called diaphragm breathing, belly breathing, conscious breathing. And what that means is that we utilize the diaphragm, which is a muscle right below the lungs, and it assists the lungs to inhale and exhale air from the lungs efficiently. So when we breathe deeply, we actually have the ability to contract and expand the diaphragm muscle. And by doing this, it begins to help the body to return to a relaxed and rested state. It activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which counters those emotions, feelings, and experiences of stress. The other thing that we should be mindful of when we're talking about stress and whatever the triggers or life circumstances that may cause stress within the body, mentally, emotionally, and physically, is the fact that the sympathetic neural system is responsible for releasing what's called a neuroendocrine hormone. And the primary one, the stress hormone, is called cortisol. And so normal levels of cortisol in the body are released into the bloodstream when we awake or when we're exercising. It's responsible for regulating our blood pressure and the levels of sugar within the blood. It can also strengthen the heart, heighten our memory, and lower our sensitivity of pain. This is normal levels. However, when we are experiencing chronic stress, then the body releases high levels of cortisol into the bloodstream, and that alone causes within the body fatigue, headaches, irritability, anxiety, depression. So if those are, if anyone's listening, if any of those are symptoms that you are experiencing from day to day, this is your opportunity to basically sit down, begin to breathe deeply, and then identify the sources of stress. What are the triggers that cause stress for you in your day-to-day life? But ultimately, through breathing, we do a couple of things in addition to relaxing. We also help the body to absorb prana, which is energy. We are energetic beings, but we live in a world that plays or... What's the term? We live in a world that places more significance on the physical, tangible properties of life versus acknowledging that everything is an energy, a good energy or a bad energy. And so if we, through our breath, we can actually absorb the necessary prana through deliberate breathing to help relax the body and come to mental clarity and find emotional resolve or calm. I know that was long. I hope.
That was good, though. I mean, I've been taking some notes, and I didn't quite understand exactly, you know, like how the breath did what it did. But when, like when you said, like, sit down and then take some deep breaths to allow yourself to calm down and to pay attention to what your body is telling you, that's powerful, because we need to take the power back and the responsibility back of caring for our own bodies and not trust it to a pill or to an outsider, but, you know, to get in touch and in tune with how our body should feel at its optimum level, like you were saying, you know, versus when you're having headaches due to whatever reason. But you can soon pick that out or figure that out. I like that.
Right. So let me try again. So basically breathing is a life force that is necessary for us to live. That oxygen that is brought into the body is what feeds the living cells within the body in order for us to function. And so when we are in an unconscious state and allowing the breath to happen voluntarily, the breath is shallow. And it doesn't necessarily provide the healing or the intent to heal as conscious breathing. And so with conscious breathing, when we choose to inhale, allowing the full expansion of the lungs to hold the breath, and then understanding that as we have allowed this energy to come into the body, right, we also have, mm-hmm. like, the ability to, through our mental intention, send the energy, that prana that comes through the breath, anywhere into the body with the intent for it to heal that particular area or the whole body as a whole. The breath is a tool that in yoga it is used to help join both the mind, body, and spirit. It is also, conscious breathing also is our opportunity to be present in this moment and understand that we have everything that we need. We are safe. We are provided for. There's nothing to fear, and there is no lack. And we are enough. And so conscious breathing gives us an opportunity to not only absorb prana, and when I say prana, so in the Chinese culture, just like we have a blood stream, the Chinese culture believes that we have an energy stream that runs through the body, and it's called the meridian. And through our deliberate, conscious, deep breathing, we are able to absorb energy to continue to cultivate that life force that lives within us. So is that a better explanation?
Well, I think you did good both times. So call us.
Okay.
Let me know what you think. give us a call at 516-531-9819. Hit 1 on your dial. Let us know, you know, if you want Lorraine to further explain that, or if you got it, let us know how we're doing, okay? 516-531-9819. Yeah, but, you know, that whole breathing process, it's not taught anywhere other than when you go for various energy trainings or learning different energy techniques. And so it may be like really a foreign language to a lot of people. Well, what do you mean? I know that when I'm doing Reiki and asking a person to take a deep breath and their stomach should extend, man, they get all tripped out, you know, because mm-hmm. it's, their brain is not connecting to it. So can you explain what that should look like when you're doing this deep conscious breathing?
Absolutely. So belly breathing or diaphragm breathing is basically when you allow the stomach and the diaphragm to expand like a balloon. And so if you place your hand at the right below your sternum, and you should feel your diaphragm, and you also should feel the very top of your stomach. So if you inhale through your nose, you should feel your stomach pressing up against your hand. So that's a sign that as you have inhaled and allowed the oxygen into the lungs, that your stomach and your diaphragm has expanded. And then you want to follow that up with exhaling very slowly from the mouth. And as you exhale from the mouth, you want to draw the navel towards your spine, basically like suck the stomach in. And when you do that, what you'll feel is you are activating your abdominal muscles. And as well, you want to tighten the diaphragm. You want to almost feel like there's a grip around the circumference of the body right under your rib cage. And so you basically just repeat those two steps. You want to inhale, allowing the full expansion of the stomach and the diaphragm, and then exhale through the mouth, drawing the navel towards the spine, drawing or utilizing those abdominal muscles, and then you want to tighten the diaphragm muscle until you feel like you have a grip around the circumference of your upper torso. And you repeat. And so I know for me, because I come from a tribe of busybodies, it's hard to be still. It's hard to turn the mind off and not think about what I need to do tomorrow or what happened earlier today. We don't necessarily live in a culture that promotes us being responsible for how we manage what we think, how we manage what we feel, how we manage how we translate our life experience. And so if we become deliberate and intentional about not being judgmental about ourselves or the things that are happening around us in life that we don't control, if we are intentional about retaining our energy, right? So if something happens, I have a choice to decide whether or not I'm going to be angry, disappointed, or sad. Like, no one makes me feel those emotions. I give myself permission to experience those emotions, or I can give myself permission not to, right? Mm-hmm. I can decide not to be emotionally invested or have an emotional reaction to a thing that I cannot control. And the solution in everything that we do in life is learning how to master ourselves. And the first thing is really just being patient with the fact that we're flawed, right? We're all in some learning state, and that learning state is really uncomfortable, right? No one wants to sit with this discomfort and address the things that show up that causes the discomfort, right? But the beauty is, for that little bit of time that we allow ourselves to be still, and it can just, you can start off with a minute, like, I'm going to stay here for 1 minute and I'm going to breathe deeply from my diaphragm. And that's it. I don't have to have a discussion with myself about what happened today or why or how I'm going to respond to it or how I did respond to it. I'm going to give myself permission to be right here, right now. I am affirming that I am okay. The song, the intro before our interview, she says, you deserve to have a good life. And that's the truth. And it doesn't matter, like, if you've been diagnosed with something or not. The truth is you deserve it. But the only person who can give you your highest good is yourself. But you can't give yourself the highest good through the same train of thought that caused and created the dis-ease, right? So we have to change the language. We have to change the seeds of affirmation that we're saying to ourselves. We have to use words of power. Last week, Dr. Brené Brown posted this quote from a gentleman whose name I can't remember at this point, but the quote said, "The limit of your language equals the limit of your world." And I was like, bam, that's it, right?
Yeah.
So if I develop my language, if I develop a language of power, right, of divinity, of trust, of faith, of I am, I can, I do, right? There's nothing then in turn I can't manifest within myself as well as outwardly in terms of materializing. So I also don't think that most people understand that dis-ease has everything to do with what we are not practicing in our relationship with self. When we fail to acknowledge how our choices, right, is rendering us harm. And so having those discussions about self-betrayal is real, right? And what does self-betrayal look like? For me, today it's eating 2 apple pies. They were small, but still, right? It's a betrayal because I say every day to myself, I'm not eating sugar. It's not what I desire for myself. Sugar causes inflammation in the body. Sugar causes an acidic environment, right? You add that with stress, and it's an equation for disaster medically, right? So it's like, Lorraine, why would you want to add or eat something that doesn't support your bottom line? But if I'm having an emotional moment, I'm not being mindful, right? I am reacting to what I've experienced. That's the outcome. And guess what? Like, it's normal. Like, we're all doing it in some form or some fashion. But just because it's normal, it doesn't mean we have to live continuously that way. And so I may have betrayed myself in that particular moment, but once coming to a state of mindfulness of, okay, what have you done? Then I can go home, in which I did. I countered it with wheatgrass and aloe juice and, you know, the squeezing of a half a lemon, right, in order to begin neutralizing my body to make it alkaline. And so what life offers us, what our breath in every moment offers us is an opportunity to change and start again, and that's a gift.
Truly, truly. And a lot of times we don't honor it as a gift, you know, that breathing ability, because there's a lot of people, you know, the emphysema or, you know, because we've just totally abused our body with cigarette smoking or working in some of these factories and things, you know, our lungs are really damaged. And so to be able to breathe freely, to do those exercises that you were just giving us, the deep prana and the diaphragm belly breathing, you know, you can really feel that, and you feel alive when you do that. So. But I like your point, Lorraine, that you were talking about in having choices. And even if you happen to kind of fall away, you don't have to beat yourself up and just give up. Yeah. I've seen that before in people, too. Well, I already messed up now, so let me go get a bag of chips, too. You know, just keep compounding the detriment to their body. But they feel, you know, maybe it's something from their past that gives them that defeatist attitude, you know, well, I can't do it anyway, you know, so I might as well stop trying. But I like how you had that frame of mind to get home and to say, okay, look, we got to balance this out. I messed up a little bit today, so let's find another way that we can do it to change it around. And once we can incorporate that mindset where we're not defeated, that we're powerful, then our lives will just change, turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was great. That was great.
So, you know what, and the other thing in terms of our mistakes, our errors, the things that we falter in, those are actually gifts too, because what happens is when we are able to sustain a practice of our highest good, we're able to really identify and feel and experience like the joy, right, of doing the work. I recently did a 3-day water fast, and it was interesting because on the second day, I could hear my heart pumping so loudly in my ears, and I could feel the force of my heart pumping in my chest. And I had never had that feeling of like, wow, like there's really this organ right inside of me that's responsible for me being alive. I don't, you know, like we say we have a heart, we see pictures of hearts, we talk about love, right? But to feel this life force, to hear, I mean, it was so loud to the point I couldn't sleep. I literally had to do Reiki on myself because I almost felt like I was starting to experience some anxiety, like, wow, is this water fast safe? Like, it caused me to kind of question my decision for a moment. But actually, it was just because I had never had the experience to sit and really be present, right, with my heartbeat. So having that yin and yang experience, like, you know, right now I'm experiencing a headache as a result of eating the sugar. And And then, you know, what will happen over time as I continue to drink the aloe juice and the lemon water and the wheatgrass, the headache will go away and I'll feel great, right? And that sense of greatness, like I need to remember, like, this is not the result of sugar. This is the result, right, of making choices that help alkaline the body. And this in turn is the battle, right, that we experience as humans in striking balance, right? When we've gone too far left or we've gone too far right, you know, we've heard of the practices, we've possibly attempted some of the practices, right? But have we done them enough where we're able to sustain like a healthy dichotomy within ourselves? And it can be difficult because we are at every second, like there's so much external stimuli being thrown at us where we're constantly saying yes or no. And a lot of times those yeses or nos are very subconscious, right? We do it with very little thought, not really realizing what we're agreeing to, right? And understanding how those subconscious or unconscious yeses or noes are, they have weight in gold, right? Because they dictate like what we're feeling and what we're experiencing in the next moment. And so the breath allows us to take a moment to sit with ourselves, to be very aware, to give attention to like the details of our life, the details of our moment, the decisions, the comfort zones that we're living in, the fears that we're making decisions from, like the breath allows us an opportunity to breathe through those things to make some different conclusions about what we desire for ourselves and what is possible. And the more we breathe, it helps us to strike the balance that we desire. And ultimately, the end product is energizing ourselves mentally and emotionally. We then can come to a state where we realize, like, age is just a number, right? Because we've done the work of learning how to feed the mind, how to feed the body, how to feed the spirit, right, to keep us elevated and energetic. And so we can move through life with a different force, with a different purpose and understanding about what it means to be a human being or to be a spirit in this physical body.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, you were talking about the 3-day water fast, and as you're aware, and a lot of the listeners here, I normally do truly extended fast, water fast, urine fast. And so what I have experienced pretty much like what you're talking about with that feeling that heartbeat in your chest, and as it is, it's like you can feel the blood going through your veins from your heart to feed all of your body. It's just sensational. But I was working with a client earlier today, and so he had a lot of questions because he just started his water fast yesterday, and I'm not really sure how long he's going. What I suggest to people is to follow whatever your body is telling you you need. So if it needs one day, do one day. You know, if you need 2 days, do 2 days. But Lorraine, I tell you, the longest one that I did was 45 days. And when I came off of that, I felt, and this is what I was telling my client earlier, I felt as one with everything. Every person, I didn't have any issues with anybody. You know, somebody cut in front of me on the road, or, you know, throwing their fingers up and, you know, just blowing their horn. All of that, the squirrels, the birds, the, you know, just everything. It was so absolutely powerful. And my testimony is that I have never felt like that before, ever. You know, not at a church, not getting baptized, not, you know, getting the Holy Ghost, not any of that. It was so special. But it's like you're saying, that's that prana, that's that the energy that connects all living things to one another, and it gets all of the other stuff out the way, you know. So, yeah, that's, you know.
It's a beautiful practice because basically, you know, to do 45 days, one, it talks about your will, right? How you have the ability to choose mind over matter, right?
Right.
We've been conditioned to say, oh, we should have 3 meals a day. You know, we should have all of the foods that promote the comfort, you know, that sugar possibly endorses in us, you know, that warm feeling of your grandma rubbing your back, like all of those things, like we've been conditioned, like this is what we must do. And to make a decision that that's not my truth and I can sustain myself. And the other beautiful thing is that water is a conduit, right, of energy. We are 70% water. And so water has the ability to breathe, to read, right, all languages. It interprets all languages in terms of sound. And so here it is, you did 45 days, and I'm sure maybe unconsciously there was a mantra or an affirmation you potentially said to yourself in making that choice daily to continue. Do you remember what that was?
I didn't have one specifically. I felt more I felt more and more personal power as the days went on. So in the beginning, what had happened was when this was when I first started with my urine practice, and one of the international experts from India within this group on Facebook, this guy, this person had a health issue. And so Dr. Loda gave him the direction, don't eat, you know, just do the urine for 40 days and let me know how it turns out. So I was like, let me see if I could do it. So it was, Lorraine, like you said, it was just a test of my own willpower, you know, and if I could really do it. But once I got into it, it's like I couldn't stop. You know, it was like, oh, we're going straight on through. You know, then the Bible talks about the 45 days, you know, that Jesus fasted and stuff. I just was seeing how far I could go. But it was the most precious gift that I could ever give to myself. It was, oh, wow. There's no words for it. It was all spiritual, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so, like you said, you know, we, because I have friends, and I love them, and I bless them, you know. Well, I got to take my pills, so I got to eat, you know, and I got to eat at this time, and I got to eat at that time. And I'll be like, you know, I can't tell you not to do what's working for you, you know, that you believe is working for you. But, you know, like Mary was saying in the song in the beginning, you know, if you want something that you've never had, you got to give up some of the stuff that you always been doing. That's not her words, but, you know, I'm kind of rephrasing it.
Paraphrasing.
So.
Yes, absolutely.
It's
really interesting. We can dwell in a moment of infinite possibility, right? But if we don't know that the moment is pregnant with those infinite possibilities, then we limit our possibilities based on what someone else has told us that should be our truth. And it's absolutely worth exploring, right, other avenues, other methods of resolve for our peace, for our physical health, for our mental health. I think that your testimony of 45 days is proof that if you can do it, anyone can, right? And it's a decision. But it's not a decision like, oh, I made a decision today and then I did 45 days. No, you made a decision every moment. Like, this is
exactly
the decision I make for myself today at 9:14 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the same decision I'm choosing to make on the 18th of May at 8 a.m., right? Because my ultimate choice is my highest good, and I desire proof, right? And I think that's one of the things that we are not taught or is not spoken about, is that we don't have to prove ourselves to be deserving of proof of miracles, proof of change, right? Our mere existence is the promise enough that the promise was given, and you can receive it only if you acknowledge it's possible.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're absolutely correct, you know. Go ahead.
I just feel like the root of all of our realities is based on what we believe. It's based on what we believe. For me, like, I am familiar with experiencing having medical issues as a result of stress. I've suffered from depression. I have suffered from anxiety. I've had you know, complicated menstrual cycles and fibroids, all because of stress and making decisions mm-hmm. from a place of unhappiness. But at some point, I realized that the methods and the choices that I was making wasn't working, right? And so mm-hmm. I had to do something extremely severe. And I quit my job because it was literally the biggest source of my unhappiness. And I was surrendering to the reality of I don't know, right? And I don't know what's next, but I am open to listen, and I am willing to be obedient to adhere. And my initial mantra to take care of myself was, all of my blessings come to my front door. Oh, wow. That's it. I had decided I don't want to wake up and look for a job. Matter of fact, how about I want a job, right? I don't want to work for nobody. I want to live a life where I get paid exceptional pay, rendering mm-hmm. an exceptional Lorraine.
Right.
And
I love it.
But until I was able to come up with that language, I could not have any other truth other than working a 9-to-5 on somebody's 21st century slave plantation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so yeah.
And you know, as you are making these statements, these affirmations, and giving us a new paradigm to consider, not even to do, but just to consider, it mm-hmm. should open up a lot for the individuals that are on here, because until you can truly do what Lorraine just said, like quit the job and sit there with a strong belief in your power mixed with the Creator's power, that co-power, you know, and say that all of my blessings come to my front door. That's powerful, you know, and you've got to be okay that, you know, you may think that your own self is crazy, but you mm-hmm. just deal with it, and you sit in it, and you believe it. You don't give yourself an out, you know, like there's no way that you can go back and say, well, okay, I'll do this next week. No, you're going to do it now, and you're going to do it until what you want is mm-hmm. actually manifested. And when we live like that, you know, when we live, then we don't have any stress. And like you were saying, you know, that stress is the biggest toxic mm-hmm. element that we can let into our lives. And once yes. we do, then we open ourselves up for all of this autoimmune. You can see mm-hmm. a lot of similarities between people that got lupus, that has arthritis. Yes. They'll have a similar complaint, you know, I don't like mm-hmm. this, and I don't, you know. They never talk about mm-hmm. what they like or what they enjoy in life. And mm-hmm. so, you know, so they're hard, you know, that arthritis is like hardness or something. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I just, you know, mm-hmm. I love how simple it is to do something differently, you know.
It's simple in theory, right? But it calls for the act of faith and trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there
mm-hmm.
is something that is bigger than man, his laws, his systems, right? That would have
yep.
us to believe that this is the only way in which provisions can be made for you to live at the standard that you desire, right?
Right.
Right. And let me just be real clear, like, you know, I have a high standard of living.
she does.
But right. But source provides. And what I understand also is that it is so unnecessary to question what, when, how, or why, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you choose to believe that the universe is doing God, however you define a higher divine source, is doing everything in its power to help you and support you in materializing all that you imagine for yourself, trust it can only come into fruition. But it's a muscle, just like that diaphragm muscle and breathing. It can only serve you if you use it.
Wow. Okay, we have a comment, a question here.
Okay.
So let's see, that's 678-887. You want to give us your name and what your comment or question is, please?
It's Wanda.
Hey, Wanda.
Hey, babe. And I just wanted to, you know, I was listening to the conversation on the computer, and I just had to call him on the phone because when you, first of all, I'd like to say thank you. This has been, I just kind of like woke up. I guess I was drawn to jump on here right quick. And what this discussion is just so powerful. Kind of wish we could touch more of other people's lives in doing the practice of it. And what struck a chord was when you said a choice, because that's what it basically comes down to in us making these choices to want to live a different type of lifestyle and get out of the matrix. Because that's what the matrix tells us, that we need to look for everything external for our success. Where it's clearly internal. So I just want to thank you, too, for providing this platform, providing this conversation. And it has just, it's really a rich conversation. And I just wish we could just, you know, touch more lives through it. So we can have like a massive change in consciousness, I guess. But but just thank you.
Danata,
well,
it's awesome to do time, and you know, everyone is on a different trajectory, right? So even if they heard it, if they weren't necessarily in a place to receive it, then they couldn't serve them. So messages come to those who are prepared to hear them. And to me, and this is my own theory, in terms of medical dis-ease, that happens because the messages that Divine Source has been sending to guide people to fulfill purpose, they have chosen not to listen. They have chosen not to adhere. And so with a medical disease, it sits you on your behind, right? It forces you to be ill and to say, wait, what's happening? Why? Like, how did I get here? What did I do? Like, you know, like, what was that pivotal changing point? Was it one thing or was it a multitude of things, right? And so, like, to me, medical dis-ease is not even about, like, you, a person being diagnosed with this thing for life. It is actually a tool to only serve as a catalyst to initiate dialogue about the relationship with self and the divine that lives within.
Shame. Yeah.
It's interesting that that you said that, because I was in a conversation with someone earlier and I said the exact, like, similar, speaking of, you know, you could share the knowledge, but you don't, if you don't receive it, or if it's not time for that person, then you're sharing it. But I guess we all want to have a desire to pass on the knowledge because we've kind of been down some roads. It's like having a child. You want to, let me just prepare you, you know, let me just tell you something differently.
Right.
you know, so
right,
I guess
I already burned this bridge for you, so you don't have to burn the bridge. You don't have to make the same mistake again because it's already been done, right? Like, let me show you how to walk this bridge versus
right.
destroy it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think one of our best ways that we can deliver that message is to live it. You know, like I've seen
mm-hmm.
Lorraine, and she lives her message. So it's in, you know, it's never any question that she really believe in the things that she be saying. You just have to look at her, and she's doing it. You know, it's effortlessly accomplished. And you know, if you have the balls to ask, well, how did you do that? She's going to tell you, you know. But otherwise,
mm-hmm.
she's not beating down doors like, y'all got to listen to this message that I have. And I think that's where, Wanda, sometimes we miss the opportunity to say, to serve, not save, to serve those individuals that really want our help. Like the young man I was talking about earlier, I don't know him. I've never seen him in my life. But he calls me faithfully at least once a week and sometimes twice, depending on what he's going through. So he saw me on YouTube or something, and he's been right there ever since. And there's some people that I can't talk enough to that they're just not going to change. Well, I got to eat my meat. I ain't trying to do no yoga. What? You know, and all those kind of responses. So we just, what is that, pick and choose your battles, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Because at the end of the day, the only person you can save is yourself.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
You know, and it kind of reminds you of when you first learned something, you were always excited about letting other people know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you go through these different transitions in your life, you always want to, you know, relate the message on to especially the people that's closest to you that you see that, wow, you know, you can find so much peace if maybe you practice something a little bit differently, you
mm-hmm.
know, so, and then you just set your mind on doing that. And I like what you just said about, you know, you living it, and that's what we all do. We live in whatever it is that we're doing. So it's going to show, like, you don't have to say to somebody or ask a question if you look at somebody physically fit and to say, hey, are you physically fit? I mean, you can see that
right,
they are.
Right.
That they probably don't do a lot of things that would be the opposite of being that way. And
mm-hmm.
one other thing, and I think it was you were talking because I kind of came in on right before you talked about your fast, Sandy, for the 45
uh-huh.
days. Yeah, and I was just wondering what was prior to you going through that, and how has it been since you the first time that you went through that, you know, in terms of the shift?
Thanks for asking that, Wanda. So basically, with the same type of energy that Lorraine is talking about, what she's used with quitting a job that was causing her stress and things like that, I'm always one that wants to test a new modality that I've never heard of that sounds outrageous, you know. Like, who's going to go without eating for 45 days? You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't even make sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
when you think of it rationally. But, you know, to be able to do it, and the longer I stayed on it, the greater my benefits were. And so I was determined to, you know, to do it to the end. And like I was saying, that was the best decision I've ever made in my life, was to do that. And the spiritual connection
that I had with everything that was around me was just beyond anything I've ever experienced since or before.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a made up mind. And stop closing ourselves down is one of the messages that Lorraine is also putting across to us too. You know, we're doing these things because somebody told us we had to do it this particular way. You know, like go to work there for 30 years and get a watch or whatever, you know, at the end. But from what I understand, nowadays they don't even give you like a retirement type of contribution. You know, you just go to work for 30 years. So now what are these new individuals, what are they going to get at the end, you know? Like, I got a retirement pension plan. They don't have one unless they contribute to it to themselves, by themselves. And so it's with that type of newness that we need to start investigating and doing things that actually scares us. So, Lorraine, I know you had to be a little worried, maybe, a little bit.
Oh, without a doubt. So it was like... I can tell you the day. It was October 16th. It was around 9 in the morning, and I heard a whisper. And the whisper said, they plan to fire you today. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute, what now? So I grab my cell phone, and I walk outside the building, and I start to dial a coworker. Okay. And as I'm dialing the number, I see the director of my department get out of his car with a briefcase. And he normally doesn't travel with a briefcase. So I hung up, I called my supervisor, and I was like, hey, I'm going to take off sick for the remainder of the day. I'm not feeling too hot. Supervisor says, okay. And immediately I start having this conversation of fear, right? It was like, you just bought a house a year ago. How are you going to pay your mortgage, right? It's just like all these things. What you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do, right? Because I've been living my life dependent on a paycheck while simultaneously, you know, dying inside, like virtually hitting rock bottom, like going to work and not working at all because I didn't have the mental, emotional, or physical capacity to do anything. And so at some point, this negative self-talk is interrupted, and Spirit says, I need you to look at all that you've accomplished by dividing yourself. So I have been working two jobs, taking care of a dying father while being my own general contractor, renovating my own home. Like, when I think about it now, I don't even know how I accomplished any of that because as far as I'm concerned, there's really not enough hours in the day, right, to juggle, like, all of that. And then I just heard God said, imagine what your life could look like if you gave you your 100%. And for the first time in my life, I was willing to gamble on me. And I had no clue of what, why, how, why I was going to do it. But in that moment, I knew I had everything I needed to create a different truth and reality for myself because the one I had been supporting through fear and lies and feelings of lack could no longer exist. Like, it was destroying me.
Yeah.
And this part in terms of earlier, Sandy, when you talk about, you know, your father becoming an ancestor, because at this point, my father had only been my ancestor for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like I got a spiritual upgrade I felt like he gave me the spiritual footing, the spiritual support, like the nudge to make a different choice.
Right.
And you know, I And it's something different about having ancestors that you actually had a real living relationship with. It's different than any other type of ancestor that we may have.
Right.
In terms of how you can call on them and how in their love of you, they are ever more present. You know, just holding your hand through whatever the process is. And so, you know, yes, we miss them here on the physical plane, but my God, thank you, right, for there being a spiritual plane where we can still be in relationship with them, and they still have the ability to love us, and we have the ability to love them.
Indeed. And see, that's another whole concept that frightens a lot of us, you know, that we don't want to acknowledge the presence. But, you know, like I was in the kitchen earlier today and I kept seeing this shadow around me, you know, like it would be on behind my right shoulder and then behind my left shoulder. I was like, which one of y'all playing with me? You know? And so when we acknowledge them, you know, it takes all of their woo-hoo-hoo stuff out of it, you know. And we actually give them permission, Lorraine, like you were saying, to work on our behalf, you know.
That's
and
right.
That's another one of those taboo things that we've allowed people to talk us out of, like, you know, people that talk to themselves are crazy. Well, who the hell going to give you better advice than yourself, you know, when you're honest with yourself, right? And then there is a power from my ancestors. And I don't know if people accept what I say, but every week I'm like, I feel the ancestors before I get started, you know. And they're like, come on, we got to do this thing. You know, like we got to keep teaching the truth about what's going on out here and not all this fake and phony stuff that's got people all uptight and nervous and things, you know. So yeah, y'all need to get on that one. You need to really develop your ancestral relationship communication.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Okay, now we got about 9 minutes, so anybody else would like to join Wanda with a question, a comment, or a statement? The number here is 516-531-9819. And if you're already on, just push 1 on your dial, and we can take your question or your comment now. Otherwise, we're going to just keep hammering it out. And, Lorraine, let me just say that, you know, so Lorraine is a yoga expert yogi. She's a yogi, which means she's a master. And then she also works with helping people to stretch their muscles. And I'll tell you, I knew mine was tight when she did a yoga event at her house, and I couldn't get into the different positions. And then she also did an event at the church, and I was having difficulty because I'm sitting at this doggone computer more so than, you know, walking around and doing that. And I went for her to stretch me out. Man alive, that was the best session I ever had in my life. Because she was able to keep stretching, you know, whereas I would have gave up, y'all. I'm serious. But she's like, you got to do a little bit more. And so tell us about your business. And I thank you. I sincerely appreciate the conversation that we've had so far, because stress
is the biggest factor when it comes to dis-ease in our human body. So the whole discussion as far as the breath, the breathing, and the relaxation and how all of that contributes really helped me to take this from a whole different perspective. So I really thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Awesome conversation. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
So the name of my business is Breathe, Balance, Energize in Service of Your Happiness. And so it is a holistic self-care business. And so what that means is that I sit with my clients one-on-one, and we come up with a holistic self-care prescription about their mental, emotional, and physical needs in order to be mentally, emotionally, and physically aligned. My primary demographic are Black women because, you know, y'all Black women out there being superheroes, you know, conquering the world, getting multiple degrees while raising beautiful children, managing marriages and jobs simultaneously, and all these aspirations and goals that we set for ourselves and the energy that we output and invest into others, a lot of times that energy we are the last ones to receive it in terms of our well-being. And so a lot of times we say if we're working, if, you know, we're driving the kids, like all of those things take precedence over sitting down with ourselves and stretching or breathing, laughing or crying, addressing the things that are wrong, addressing and acknowledging and celebrating the things that are right. But the reality is that we need the me time to really be present for ourselves and to master ourselves in a different way that doesn't necessarily look like a tangible thing outside of ourselves. It's the work that is necessary from within. Breathe, Balance, Energize was established because I needed to breathe, I needed to balance, I needed to energize, and acknowledging my own struggle, my own deficits, my own flaws, my own imperfections, my own fears, and knowing like the detriment, the harm I was causing myself, not intentionally, right? Like the goal was always to be happy, to have peace, to be successful, to be financially wealthy like everyone else in the world wants, right? But we don't realize that the systems that are at play and what they require of us don't necessarily always resonate with our highest good mentally, emotionally, and physically. And so Breathe, Balance, Energize is prepared to be our clients' accountability partners. We're here to affirm, to teach you how to self-affirm. We're here to teach you to get reacquainted with the body and how stretching the four muscle groups is like so necessary and makes the difference between feeling young and feeling old. When you start feeling that the stiffness in your lower back or that pain in your knees, or, you know, you feel like you've accumulated some weight. Like those are just outcomes to choices, responses to things that haven't been addressed, things that haven't been resolved. I remember one time I was upset about an interaction with a family member, and because I didn't necessarily speak my truth, I ended up eating like cookies like it was nobody's business for like 2 weeks straight. And it wasn't until I had like, you know, this coming to Jesus Confession at the YMCA, just to some random lady who was waiting for a class like I was, and I finally just said out loud, like, the thing that bothered me. I no longer desire the cookies. Like, it was just because I said it, it was like I freed myself, right? And so Rebalance Energize is a facility that's based in Southeast Atlanta, Georgia. It is a safe refuge. It is a place where you can come and relax, relate, and release and learn and receive services that help you to align, like Reiki, Aroma Touch Technique, Chi Stretch, 101 Yoga. We offer wheatgrass and superfood smoothies. We offer guided meditation and wellness coaching. And so ultimately, our objective is to assist, you know, one woman at a time, one human at a time, be responsible for her health, happiness. And we want to relay the message that our happiness, your happiness, it matters. And it has to matter to you first and more, because we individually are responsible for our happiness. No one can do the work for us.
Well, that was absolutely a perfect description of this incredible facility that's been designed and created by Lorraine, and the experience that I'm sure you will have once you partake of any of the services that are available. And so let's give everyone your contact information, Lorraine. And then we'll be right down to the end where we can go ahead and close out right after that.
Okay, perfect. So I have a website. It's www.breathebalanceenergize.com. There is only one E between balance and energize. I can be reached directly via phone at 404-883-1828. And my email address is breathebalanceenergize@gmail.com. Sending everyone love and light. The light in me acknowledges the light in each of you. Namaste.
Namaste. And we certainly appreciate your transparency in sharing so fully of yourself with us. And I know we each have learned quite a bit in your presentation tonight. I know I have, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And we're going to take you out of the room because you deserve all the applause and all the gratitude for your unselfishness in sharing who you are with the world. So thank you. And you guys, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So you guys get that. Now, Breathe, Balance, Energize. She's on Facebook, Instagram, I believe, and all those other social media places. And the phone number, once again, if you want to write it down, is 1828. I was like, that's not right. 1828. So you guys be in contact. And we're out. We'll see you again next week. And we continue this discussion on autoimmunity so that we can better take care of our body temples and live a rich, rich life that is pain-free. So thank you, everybody, for being with us. And until next week, you're welcome. Thank you. It's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye, everyone.